Hello.
Tree, welcome to the SEO show.
Hello.
What up, Tree?
Zach and I are in the same spot.
Okay.
Can you hear him? Can you hear him well? Do the little test here, Zach.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Zach Show Live here with SEO Show. What's going on, Tree?
Yeah, sounds great.
We're just waiting for Evan, but I guess I'll play the intro song until he comes. Ready? You ready for the intro?
Pew, 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 pew. Oh, okay.
Welcome to the SEO show.
Come on.
Search term. Okay.
Going out.
Wait, that's not what I was expecting.
I'm going in the same. I was trying to follow the vein of last week's Malcolm in the Middle track.
I don't think that, like,
how do we like
them? I don't feel like that. What band is that?
They might be Giants.
Yeah, like, they're kind of a really weird band. I don't even think you could really go anywhere. Like, I don't know what band. Sum 41 does not come after They Might Be Giants, in my opinion.
I'm just saying that track, though.
Yeah, the same vibe.
They Might Be Giants or chameleons of music.
They got their own thing going on, but
I like some of them.
I haven't given it enough, but I don't know. They give me a weird feeling.
Welcome to the SEO show, where it's basically a They Might Be Giants fan podcast.
I was just joking, guys.
You just don't even know. This podcast is never going to work out if my jokes don't land. Now, we're going to look at search trends on Google, and then talk about them so that our podcast might come up in search results and we'll get more fans organically. But
we want to let people know what's going on in the world. We want to let them know of the current events. We want to give them an unbiased look at what's happening today in the world, in America, in big cities and little cities and towns, rural areas. We're going to go over the Farmer's Almanac at some point. We're going to hit every corner of everything. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, sit back, light up a little vampire stick, and enjoy.
Who decided about the Farmer's Almanac?
I just said that now. I thought that was a pretty good idea. I just thought about it just now.
Got it.
Okay, so we're still waiting for Evan. Should we try to get him again?
How many times has he declined already?
One time. He hasn't declined. You know, sometimes it just doesn't ring. It's not their fault.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll give him one more.
I'll give him one more jangle. When we come back, we're going to go straight into the topics.
One more pump.
That was just a little echo of the past for you. We still didn't get Evan on the line, but let's move straight into the topics.
All right.
If you heard that, that's a little musical transition Zach did right on the fly.
Was that live?
That's live.
Yeah.
Wow.
So are you looking at the search trends?
I had to pay yesterday for that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here all night.
Are you looking at the search trends?
I am. I don't know. I'm already down to number 3 of, like, not being interested in these facts.
What? Fireworks show near me?
That's fine.
You don't want to talk about fireworks? That's good, wholesome chatter.
It is.
You got any good, firework stories?
Well, I can hear them blasting off over here already, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys if you guys can hear them popping off.
Yeah, I guess I've been hearing people for a week or so.
I haven't heard anybody. I have heard a darn one.
Well, was it last year already that your hand almost blew up, or was that just like earlier?
That was New Year's.
That was New Year's? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy story. I mean, that made for great content. That was a beautiful video.
Yeah, Zach almost blew his hand off for a vlog. He was doing a vlog at the time. He did some daring firework maneuver by holding the base of a firework as it went off in his hand for a cool shot. The firework was faulty. It exploded at land level. Shook his eardrum.
Wasn't that risky, was it? Like, I mean, on a scale of, like, the amount of riskiness that you would expect from deciding to hold a firework, like, other people were doing the same thing around you, right?
So yeah.
You just followed the herd?
Our little brother's friend, Matt, was like, he said he worked at a fireworks store, and he did it all the time, and that's never happened.
Yeah.
Anyway. Firework safety. After that event, Zach said he was anti-fireworks. He wanted them to be illegal.
So how do you feel?
Do you still feel that way?
I think they're terrible. I hate them. I never want to. I will never light one again in my life.
Do you have PTSD?
I got PTSD. I got freaking MP3. I got it all.
That's too bad. I mean, do you still look back on the video and say you would have done it again?
I look back on it and regret.
Oh.
Wish I couldn't go back and not do it.
If people want to search for it, what do they have to search? Firework accident. What was it?
I don't even know.
All right.
I should take it down. I honestly should take it down. I'm not proud of it.
Wow. No, I mean, it shows the danger of fireworks. I feel like it's a good commercial for an anti-firework message.
Wow.
I should add something on the end, like a real serious, like, just like, you know, like just chest up me, just like explaining how much I hate fireworks and how dangerous I think they are and like why we should like sign this petition to like make them become illegal.
I guess I believe you now that, you know, you want to have nothing to do with them. That was like a very compassionate like reflection.
The SEO show is going to be an anti-firework.
Yeah, show. Man, that's going to be one of our platforms.
Anti-fireworks. Yeah. What do we do instead of fireworks? What do we say we should do on the 4th of July?
Well, definitely sparklers.
Extinguish the fire.
Sparklers are fine.
Definitely. Maybe some candles.
Sparklers got to go.
Oh my god. Definitely not around your pets. But how do you feel about candles? Or do you just like not like any? How do you feel about lightning bugs?
Lightning bugs, they're everywhere and they're taking over.
Maybe 4th of July should be about training lightning bugs to do like geometric maneuvers in the sky.
Yeah, I like that. I was just imagining what 4th of July.
Oh, we got Evan. Like, Evan just hopped in. Evan, we're an anti-firework show. We don't like fireworks. What do you think?
There's fireworks going on outside at my place. So
yeah, same.
Well, do us all a favor and go out and open your window and tell them, hey, that's dangerous and please stop that.
I'm gonna lean out my window and be like, listen, some people don't like that, yeah. So you should stop.
Wait, didn't you say, am I like, I'm totally imagining this, or did you say your dad's like an explosives expert?
Yeah, for
real. Okay, I was like really worried that wasn't true. I was afraid that was like a dream or something.
I forgot that, but I do remember that now that you said it.
Engineer. So what's your, you feel like he, real safe around fireworks? Engineer? Was like baby
that's
shit.
Like extreme.
What's your take on fireworks?
You know, they don't mix well with alcohol, really. They're pretty safe if you care about your fingers, but you can definitely blow your finger off.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can reattach it, sometimes they can't.
Yeah. I guess
it has to be a clean cut.
Yeah, it has to be your finger. If you, like, blow up your whole hand, then, like, sorry.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. We really should have gotten your dad on the show to talk about fireworks. It's the number one search.
Oh my god, this is
well, so it's cool. Only 500K searches. Like, there's some other, like, yesterday, flipping Mexico versus Brazil. Like, I don't even want to say it again, but like, soccer's like really popular. The second search, 2 million searches was Colombia versus England.
Yeah,
Belgium versus Japan.
Now, I know what it feels like when everyone's binging a show that I'm not watching, and I'm like, oh my god, did you see that? Oh my lord.
Yeah.
So today, Ryan, go ahead and tune out there. So today, Colombia fell to England in overtime in PK shootouts, 4-3 to England. England was victorious. They had been unlucky the past few years and did not make it to this round. But Colombia put up a really, really good fight. They scored in the 94th minute, which put them into OT. For those of you not soccer heads, there's 90 minutes in soccer. There's stoppage time. The goal was scored in stoppage time. Very, very dramatic.
Did you say OT as in like Scientology, OT clear?
Overtime.
Okay.
All right. That's all.
You know what sucks, guys?
It's really been mucking up the feed, huh?
So I have access to this new tool called Parsley Currents.
Okay.
And it's like a dashboard for which stories are doing the best all over the whole web that Parsley covers, at least.
So you're going to bring us a Parsley report?
Yeah, I can tell you what did really great today, according to Parsley.
Maybe. Do you have to pay extra for that? How do you have this?
So it's a beta feature, and we just have it through our company. So I can't, like, give you guys any data, but I could tell you what's up.
Give us some data. Slip us some data.
I'll take a parsnip.
The parsnip? Hell yeah. So the number one story today across everything, we can dive into, like, what's best on Facebook, what's best on Twitter, what's based on search, or what's best on search. But the all-time biggest story today was Najib arrested. And I don't actually know what that means.
Arrested?
Yeah.
Neither do I.
Does this have to do with the extentation?
Peddling Jaya, former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak has been arrested.
Whoa.
What do you do this time?
Let's see here.
I've never heard of this.
Wow, this is like such a like AP.
Can you tell me how many like searches or clicks or whatever it got? Like, can you give me some data on this?
Actually, this story? It does have.
Where is this dude from?
Facebook reaction data: 400 love this, 5,325 are happy about this, 355 people. I don't know. This guy, he is a prime minister of something.
Of what country? Or
let me do a little googly here, guys.
This show is all about being on. We're just reacting, looking at the trends, and being like,
"Oh, he's the prime minister of Malaysia."
What was it?
Prime minister of Malaysia. Okay.
Prime minister of Malaysia was arrested.
What's up with Malaysia's kind of what's going on in Malaysia right now?
Spicy. I feel
like there's some real like controversial politics in Malaysia. Am I right? Or am I just, did I make that up?
Oh my God, I thought I dropped the call. Holy Mausers.
Can you guess? Are you still there?
I honestly know nothing about Malaysia.
Okay. So that was
just Googled Malaysia and nothing's coming up, guys. It's not on the internet.
We're like, okay, Malaysia. Like, is this an actual place? I don't think so. Like the internet's saying, like we're on Wikipedia, and this is like not going against all this.
So what's going on? Do you know anything else? Like, why is this so notable today?
Yes,
it's got to be
this guy must be a big deal. Is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy? That's the real question we're after.
What's the juice?
His fallen leader, Prime Minister, has been imprisoned since returning to power.
Has he been assassinated?
No, I think he's just arrested. So
he
do you guys
arrested.
So I don't want to get too fixated on the
story. Oh, it was like government connected with a bunch of business, and he was like, I think he was put out of power after being cast from an office and stunning election loss. Oh, okay. So he's basically like almost like a Donnie. He like how Donnie is like mixing all his business with his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was doing sort of the same stuff in Malaysia.
So he got
thrown out. I elected out of office, and then they're like, "Oh shit, we should arrest him too because he did some fucked up stuff."
He was mixing his peas and potatoes.
Yeah, which is a good mix, honestly.
Like, no disrespect to like peas or what was it, tomatoes?
Potatoes
and peas. It's like good.
I like the mix.
Butter and salt in there.
Gravy too. But yeah.
So here's the thing.
I'm glad he's getting arrested. Looks like
I have
after a very short googling and reading one half story.
Yes,
I'm on the side of the guys arrested.
All right. What are you saying, Evan?
So the other thing that I have access to is just like what traffic looks like for Facebook.com. And a couple of things are interesting here. So, you know, this is the research I've been doing for work for a little bit, but this is the SEO show, so I thought it'd be relevant. But I see a heat map of today of the whole United States and where the most Facebook referrals are coming from. And where do you guys think those referrals are coming from?
Referrals meaning like people going from a Facebook link to another site?
That's right.
Okay. Where people are most like using Pornhub? Facebook as a portal to the rest of the internet.
No. Yeah. Geographically, where in the U.S. do you think?
In the U.S.? Wow.
I think in the Chicago area.
I'm going to guess Salt Lake.
Oh, that's a good guess, actually.
I don't know. I feel like it's like Texas or like Wisconsin.
Number one, I think. It doesn't have
Ohio.
Yes, Ohio is extremely high.
Okay, wait, it's not number one, though?
Yeah.
North Dakota. It's looking like Oklahoma, Nebraska, and North Dakota. Literally the center of the United States.
Landlocked.
Wisconsin.
Iowa. Missouri. I could go on and on.
Like, we got the corn belt.
So quickly, you guys think that just means like they're the most like landlocked? They're in the center of the country.
They're the furthest
from like cool cities, maybe, right? Those are just like the most out there places, and so people are just on the internet trying to like suck up, I don't know, some sort of culture because like they're so isolated. Is that what we're supposed to draw from these numbers?
I mean, maybe that's
a weird. I don't think that's it, but I mean, I guess.
Well, what's the point? Why are they the number one?
It's a pretty good.
Can you draw any sort of conclusions from that data? Like, how much more? Like, is it significant?
Do they have really good internet in this place? Like,
I highly doubt it, considering I had to hack my parents' internet just to get it to exist.
Do you think there's a lot of old people there? And so it's just like old people mostly, like the way they even get anywhere else on the internet is through Facebook. Like, Roger, it's the portal to everything.
It's just people that live out in the country that are just like, is this like agricultural people? Like, you know what I mean?
Agricultural people and old people probably.
But
both
wait, is it
only
going
use Facebook for their like interactions with like the world?
Yeah.
If it's from old people to just like a place, is that what you're saying? Then it's definitely because it's an old demographic.
Yeah, it could be old, but Zach was saying agricultural too is like sort of like traditional and therefore like maybe just less, I don't know,
Rondo,
technologically savvy.
Rondo, I just sent you the map.
And I think it also
a list of stories. So if you could forward these on to.
It's in Twitter. I'm on my phone. Hold on. Yeah.
Hold on.
Have you heard that a lot of like kind of like tech illiterate or like I don't know, Google illiterate people tend to use Facebook as their overall like when they turn on their computer, they're logging on to Facebook for literally everything, and they like just like some people in the past, I guess, used to just use email or like sending a letter. So maybe that's why, because those are the people that aren't like really computer literate, and so they just turn on the thing that'll give them the most options of connection, and so then that's it.
Well, also the strength of a network is the people that are already on it, and like, you know what I mean?
Chicken.
Yeah.
No. What?
So the strength of a network is the people who are already on it.
Facebook. Yeah.
Oh. You just mean, why wouldn't someone join Facebook? Because everybody's on it.
I'm saying the reason why Nana isn't emailing you is because she can message you on Facebook, but also message everyone else's Nana as well on the Facebook.
Yeah, it has like the more like capital. Like it just like there's more that you can do on it at one time. It's just the most efficient tool. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It totally is. It's
true. Do you guys ever think about how, like, I mean, like Instagram TV just started a week or two ago. And just because there's already a bunch of people on Instagram, that has like a more chance of surviving because they have a built-in network, you know?
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Like, no matter what, how good your flipping design is for your new experimental social network, because you have to get people on it, you're fucked. You're just like fucked. Like that's so crazy. The idea of like starting a new social network and getting people to all get on it and join it, so crazy.
I mean, that's why
I wonder if there'll ever be another social network, because I mean, you're just basically locked into a thing. I think the next time a social network will become as successful or whatever, a competitive with Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat even, will be like when the, I guess you would say like Gen Z, like a new demographic that doesn't have that much stake in any individual product. That's probably when it's going to happen. Like, we're just going to die with Instagram just like our parents are dying with Facebook.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it might. I think for a large majority, it might be that way.
I tried to tell Rondo about this new blockchain-based social network, and he was so suspicious and dismissive of it. He was like, I can't.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was not a social network. It was a 100%
social
network. Like a YouTube.
Yeah.
Alternative. I don't even know if I would consider YouTube a social network, you know?
No, it's not really, though. I mean, like, this blockchain can, like, instance in any way. So, like, someone's like, what if I put videos on the blockchain? And boom, they made a little web service that, like, does that. There's also, like, Steam, the, like, website, which is, like, straight up a Facebook one. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
But, I mean, like, the straight barrier up to what? Entry for something like that is hard.
I was mostly just really hard on it because I couldn't even upload a dang video to the site. It was so glitchy. And it was just like that compounded with my skepticism of like the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Maybe this is like what you're saying.
I'm just like very like skeptical of that.
The fact that you tried it for like maybe 30 seconds and it didn't immediately work perfectly, like repelled you. And like,
yeah, people are lazy. Like,
if that's what the bar is, like, you're right, Tree. I mean, that we might die with Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. If something has a new functionality and we just aren't in, like, you know, because we're comfortable with whatever we're using, but it's 10, 20 kind of versions into the future, and so like, so say like Snapchat or something has some crazy like mask that you could use, but you can only do it by really understanding and being comfortable with the app. Like, it's not discoverable to you because you just haven't spent time with like whatever that
exactly
product is. Yeah, like you're not.
You guys are getting all philosophical. I'm just telling you, it sucked. Like, this thing sucked. I was like, it was so annoying to use this thing. I'll try again. But then on top of that, all the videos on the main page were people talking about Steam and cryptocurrencies. It's just like my bullshit meter was like going haywire. It was like, this is a flipping pyramid scheme YouTube for people to sell like Steam to each other. And I'm just like, you know, you've heard all the things about the cryptocurrency industry and how much power it uses, like so much dang energy. When like, look at the fucking earth. Like, I will not use cryptocurrencies when they use that much energy. Like, no way. I don't care. Like, that's just like super inefficient.
A lot of people don't even know about that. I recently found out about that.
So those are all definitely criticisms. I will say though that like the reason that I brought this up is because of the power dynamic, in that like Facebook wants you to consume. Like, these people in the middle of the country who are sitting on their like beige Windows XP desktops just cruising through Facebook.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When they're scrolling through on a couple of big beiges.
Yeah. They're using their trackball mouse, right? And their Microsoft's ergonomic keyboard.
Maybe have like the curvy kind of keyboard thing.
Man,
the ball.
You know, like everything, they have every incentive to just consume. You know what I mean? And Steam, the only reason why Steam is interesting is one, that you can actually like, like it incentivizes you to create. Like you want to create things, and you know, so that you hope people will see them and also get rewarded for them. That's cool, but it's also like first generation software. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of trying to get someone to like something, guys, please rate us in the App Store.
Hey,
write a review. If you're someone who wants to sponsor us, I don't know. We'll do that.
I kind of wanted to switch into this kind of crazy topic, which is kind of great. Did you guys hear about this youth soccer team in Thailand?
Oh, yeah, in the cave.
Yeah.
What the?
Nuts story.
Was this like a big search thing?
It was on NPR the last couple of days.
What's it about?
Well, these, like, I mean, I don't know what, like, are these, like, I don't know where these kids are from.
But you mentioned
it's like a soccer team from ages 11 to 16, and they got caught in like a cave, and it was like there was like a flood, so I think they got caught in the cave, and like they took them like a maybe a couple days to find them or something like that. Whoa. This is not the best information, guys. I'm sorry, but
I thought you guys knew about this.
No, I heard about it. But, like, yeah, I think it flooded because, like, it rained a lot and they got, like, trapped in a cave. Like, but they found the kids, but they hadn't, like, figured out a way how to get them out. They said they were talking about having them swim through a small passage underwater.
Dang.
Also, wow. I think their, like, leader, their coach, is only, like, 26 years old.
Is it an American team?
No.
Where's his team from?
I don't remember.
Thailand?
I don't know.
The Wild Boar soccer team.
How many days were they in that cave?
Where are the Wild Boars from is the real question. What did you say, Tree?
How many days were they in that cave?
I don't have word on that. I think I would say they've been in there for like 3 days.
Nine days.
Fuck.
Whoa.
We're really okay, so I actually pulled up the article.
June 23rd.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Good call.
Yeah, I see the article too. I would have seen it too. Don't worry. I had it pulled up. Yeah, there's like a...
Oh my God.
This is crazy.
I want to see...
Being trapped, you're 26 years old. You don't really know... Yeah, honestly, you're not really old enough to be a coach anyway, but like you're doing it. And all of a sudden you're stuck in a cave.
With a bunch of children.
I think you're old enough to be a coach, but probably not taking them on that fucking field trip.
Yeah.
I would assume there's another adult with them.
No.
Oh, there's not.
It's just that guy. Just the coach.
Damn.
What do you think they had to eat while they were down there?
I don't.
They probably had a little bit of food with them.
They're
What makes you guess that?
I thought they were out camping. Like that's kind of what I assumed.
No. I don't know.
Well, they're just fucking swimming around in, like, a cave? Like, I don't know.
You're the one who listened to it on NPR.
Yeah, you're the one who brought this. I thought you were the expert.
Guys, this is the thing. I don't really listen as I'm working, and I don't.
I definitely understand that, though. I listen to a lot of podcasts where I am not really listening.
Yeah. No,
I try not to do that.
Most I catch the main. But it's nice because then
I
can
tune out in certain points of work. I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. I can stop when I want to.
Do you find that a lot of you catch a lot of people talking about news when they've only read a headline?
100%. Everyone does that. Every single human being does that.
But, like, do they carry on with it? Like, do they extrapolate, but then really you find out that they didn't really even read it?
Oh, you're saying, like, so someone does like someone go for the full lie?
Yeah, like, they kind of just, like, start... No, you don't see that?
No, I think most people back off once they're like, do you know details about this? And they're like, actually, no.
Yeah, just wondering. Somebody actually asked me that at one point. Like, do you read full articles or do you skim them or do you just read headlines? I just thought it was a funny question.
I feel like, whenever I like read an article or whenever I see an article on Twitter, then I'm like, I don't know, that looks like a real hot one. I have this real problem where I have to go, like, read it at that very moment.
Mm.
And I feel like I have to read all of it. Do you guys ever have that?
Yeah,
where you feel like you have, like,
yeah,
you have, like
I
a lot
like
of homework
I have
you have to do every day?
I definitely do, but what? I usually just end up, like, not reading too many of them. I just read, like, a few.
Also, my job is like just to look at headlines all day, so like I don't really even need to. Like, once you see the same story come across the wire 20 times, you have a good idea of what happens.
Oh, which, what's your first source? Which one do you kind of like measure all your other views of that same headline?
That's not, that's not even what I'm saying.
Hey, can I ask you a question? I feel like you would know the answer to this headline. I was seeing like tweets and stuff about this the other day. I just want to know, because I've been like watching Twitch and stuff, and Fortnite is like the biggest thing on Twitch.
Oh yeah.
Fortnite rocket launch was like a big thing a couple of days ago, Saturday. Did you hear about that?
No, I only heard about the practice thing that they wanted to put in.
What do they want to start, the like a practice line. League?
The playground. Like they're talking about adding a thing where you can practice inside of Fortnite, because like people sign up for Fortnite, they suck, they get demolished, and in all these like games like PUBG and Fortnite, like there's no real way get better at the game without just dying like 1,000 times.
Oh, and you just have to wait for so long.
Yeah,
it just sucks. But
I've been playing the Fortnite VR like clone for, if you know, like Rec Room VR.
Wow.
It's like, it's hilarious. Like, so I go into VR, I have the Vive, I go in there, and it's just all these like 10-year-olds to like 15-year-olds like being like, this is gay, you know, kids. It's exactly like the 90s. Like, all the language is exactly the same. It's in bonkers.
Like, is but, dirty language, is salty sailor language?
Yeah. Well, some of the kids are very nice. Anyway,
on this bootleg Fortnite that you got.
Billy, Steven, you guys are awesome. Keep doing you.
Wait, so is this real Fortnite or is this bootleg Fortnite?
It's like, it's basically because of the popularity of Fortnite and PUBG. This VR multiplayer, like Rec Room has a bunch of different types of games on it.
The reason I asked
popped up
is because people say that the culture of Fortnite is actually so nice that, like, you know, it's not actually that toxic. Yeah.
Well, this is more like PUBG. What do people say about that?
Actually, I don't know, man.
PUBG's pretty dirty.
PUBG's
the other side.
PUBG for me, like if you just turn your mic on publicly, like you do a random squad game, like honestly, it's not even that people are going to be dirty. There are some Chinese players that like to troll a little bit, but like they're not really hurting anyone really. And also, I've had incredible matches where, like, I found this Discord where you can match up with other people. And, like, I was, you know, smoking weed with some old heads playing PUBG. Just chilling, just dropping in.
Yeah, I feel like it has a similar dynamic to the VR, social VR, like, on the computer.
VR chat.
Because, like, because it has, like, a very, like, I don't know, since it's like live and you can hear everybody like kind of talking, and it's not that action packed all the time. There's a lot of dead time.
Yeah.
So if you're in a car or you're just like in a house chilling, there's like a lot of like, all right, well, let's just kick this can around until people show up, and then you kind of like just start talking to people versus just like cussing them out.
See, games are so good, but then like some, you just have players that are just going to go crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if the Rec Room one is much different. I don't know. It was peaceful this one day. I went in, and this guy was like, you start at this, you know, it's just like Fortnite where you, there's a flying ship and you jump out of it. You know what I'm talking about?
100%.
You jump out. That's like a whole thing in video games right now. For some reason, they all want to start on a flying bus and you jump out and then like collect all your shit. That's just like a big theme. And it is cool.
There's a new Netflix show that is about basically like, I don't know. It crosses back and forth between this person's real life. It's a girl and her like crazy family life. And then, but most of the show, it's a new series. So then the other half is like where she's actually in VR, and the gameplay looks exactly like, the narrative structure of this game is exactly like a PUBG or like a Fortnite. You like drop down.
The one she's playing in the show?
Yeah. Like, and the character design also looks a lot like, what's it called? Like, Fortnite, too.
Is it like a dramedy of a Fortnite player?
Yeah, it's called Kiss Me First. It's season one. And, like,
it's pretty realistic. Like, when they go into the gameplay, like, the way that the figures look, it's, like, cartoony the way that Fortnite is, but also, like, pretty, like, very detailed.
Yeah.
And it looks, like, the world looks beautiful. And it's basically just, like, an escapist tale.
I don't know what to think about a show that is, like, IRL.
I know, it's really weird. It's really, really... I only got it, like, 15 minutes into the show, honestly, but I thought it was really weird.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying, at the dock before we, you know how, like, you were just saying, like, people just have to wait for so long at Fortnite, right? Like, you just have to wait for, like, enough people to play, and then you get killed immediately, right? Because you're bad.
Yeah.
Was that what you were saying at the beginning, Evan?
Yeah.
Sorry, I stopped paying attention. I got a text message.
I was just asking, what you were saying at the beginning is that it just takes so long to get good because you just get killed so fast.
Yeah.
And then you just have to wait. You have to wait in, like, a room to get enough people to have a game because, well, like, it needs about 15.
That's definitely,
I don't know, that's what it's like.
That's definitely an insult to injury. Like, the waiting time is just, like, salt in the wound, but I think it's really just the dying immediately.
Anyway, in this VR one, it's a literal waiting room. So we're, like, in this, like, weird zone, just waiting to take off. And this guy was looking off into the forest. There's, like, this, like, pine forest, and we're in this, like, loft place with this ship, flying ship next to us. And coming out of this guy's, like, microphone is just, like, banjo. And he's just, like, boom, 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 boom. He's like, hell yeah, sometimes.
Was he singing?
Ding, ding. Yeah, he was singing and just, like, playing banjo. It was so funny. And
that's
then,
really good.
He was just doing that in the ship, even, like, on the way out to jump out of the ship to play. He was just playing the banjo as we were riding out. And then, like, we jumped down, and then, like, a couple minutes later, I was collecting my guns and stuff. I turned around, and I got shot a bunch of times, and it was that banjo player.
Wow.
So
you think he streams? Oh, you think he's a streamer?
Spooky. That's a good character.
No, I bet he's a banjo streamer. Player. I bet he's a streamer, that's his, like, stream gimmick.
And he plays banjo between
and
the
he's
rounds.
Really good, yeah.
Possibly.
Definitely. I really like that, because, like, if you were to draw that, well, no, you don't have to draw that character. You can just design it or whatever. That's a really good, I don't know, like, villain.
Banjo player.
Yeah, and then shoots you from behind every time very casually, like, out of nowhere. That's spooky as heck.
Speaking of banjo, that's very kind of classical and that's very fun. Tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Whoa.
And,
breaking.
But today is July 3rd, and I don't know if you guys know this, but today's National Fried Clam Day. So let's give it up to all the fried clams out there.
Nice.
Dang.
And
National Eat Beans Day.
Also National Eat Beans Day. So eat a freaking bean.
That's not what I had in mind for my day.
Well, okay, what are you guys looking forward to tomorrow? We got some holiday food. Like, what are we going for? Like, what's where's your hand going on the table?
That's actually a good question.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know,
I've been trying to eat very healthy lately, and so, like, I actually had not thought about it.
Yeah, you know, maybe a couple of you know, pork sliders. Who knows?
Okay, yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I'm just probably going to have to, like, I'm not going to be at work, and usually I get free lunch, so I don't know if I'm going to actually feed myself tomorrow.
Artichoke God. Dip. Whip up a batch of artichoke dip. Get some good chips.
It'll probably be just, like, some chips and guac again.
Well, there you go.
Maybe a hot dog.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Who's going to eat a hot dog? I don't think anybody's into hot dogs anymore. That's a thing.
Yeah,
hot dogs are still cool, aren't they?
Are they on the decline?
No, they're definitely on the
decline.
Nah, well, yeah, maybe you're right. I think we've crested. People are very into hot dogs, but they're not very good.
Well, what about like an Italian sausage?
Oh, those
are maybe
great.
Like a brat.
I think people can get on the sausage train a little bit easier for sure.
I'm just saying, like, hot dogs, you get like 10 in a pack.
Well, I'm talking about ballpark franks. You know, this is all beef.
Yeah.
I think those are on the decline.
Wait, Tree, I'm sorry. We talked about this on another show. Do we work at the same company?
Yeah, I work at Oath.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. This is so weird.
Under oath.
We've never seen each other.
Yeah, that's kind of true, actually. But I saw you on my first day, like, in passing. And I think that was maybe the only time. Yeah. Huh?
You were too nervous to say anything.
No, mostly, like, you whizzed really fast. I don't know where you were going. But
he was whizzing?
Like, yep, yeah.
What was I wearing? Did I have a beard at the time?
I definitely don't remember that.
Okay. Ronald, did you see the picture of Smooth Yoda I sent you?
I actually did see that tweet.
Yoda, that's something
There's a very popular tweet I saw that the mods are asleep trying to post Smooth Yoda. I don't know if that's where you got it.
It's great. And that's exactly
it. It is funny.
Does anyone have a good topic? Let's move the heck
on. Like last week, we just called it, I called it Big Dick Energy, you know?
Yes. The show
Big Dick Energy, yes. Life is Unfair. It got a lot more traffic for Big Dick Energy. What's this week's Big Dick Energy that I need to name this show to get those same numbers? Like, because like Big Dick Energy wasn't on the Google search stuff, you know?
Did you actually get more traffic or are you goofing?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe
it was like double the traffic.
That's neat. Whoa. That shows that there is at least some kind of discovery mechanism that exists.
For some reason, people were searching Big Dick Energy on some sort of, I don't know what, but they found us.
What?
We didn't even talk much about it, you know?
We talked about it for
a minute or so.
Do you think that really what like kind of navigates the discourse is like Instagram? Not Google?
Nah, because that was a big Twitter thing, Big Dick Energy.
Yeah, Big Dick Energy was a Twitter phenomenon.
Okay, so do you think it changes?
So let's go to Twitter.
Yeah, go to
what's
Twitter.
This? What's Twitter's this week's Big Dick Energy?
Honestly, I've been busy doing my job. I don't actually know.
Man.
I mean, usually I'm just like scanning the tweets, but this week I had to, you know, actually do some audience development shit.
Yeah, I actually don't know about any, like, I feel like I'm still hearing about Big Dick Energy.
I think it should
mostly, like, uterus energy is, like, this week's, I think.
Big uterus energy? Is that really coming back? Is that?
I just saw a thing about it.
I'm looking. I mean, I'm seeing lots of search results, but it's all Liz Plank.
Yeah. I think that it's just World Cup. You know, we just gotta tag up some World Cup.
I can't
Cup
wait
stats.
To get through this, man.
All right,
no,
so
there's got to be something else going on that we can.
Smooth Yoda was posted July 1st. That's pretty recent. It's got
so you think I need to title this Smooth Yoda?
I'm just giving out the data here, okay? So
okay.
Posted July 1st. 15,000 retweets, which isn't that many. But 64,000 likes, you know. Is it the strongest meme? No, but I think we're in a dry week when it comes to strong memes, aside from Big Dick Energy.
That was last week, yeah. It's still sort of pumping. The Big Dick is pumping.
Yeah, the Big Dick is pumping.
People are still talking about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of it's like big evolving, dick but yeah.
If you want it.
It's 2.0?
It's evolved, yeah.
The strain,
so it's
yeah.
like on its way out. You know something I did hear today that I'm seeing number one on Twitter is this Scarlett Johansson news where she fucked up again on she's going to be playing a trans man in some sort of movie.
Why can't she stop doing this?
I think she likes the money.
Why can't she play a white woman character?
It's really weird that people want her to play these other roles so much.
That is like, very strange.
I did see an interview. There's this amazing YouTuber. I think I've talked about this before. He is a Japanese guy who teaches Japanese to Western people. And he just goes out on the street and asks people like the flavor of the week question, like man on the street. It's totally.
I might have seen this.
And
yeah.
He's like, hey, do you guys care about Scarlett Johansson playing the major in their American movie? And they were all like, I definitely don't care at all.
I also saw that.
Yeah. They were like, I don't know if it makes people more aware of Japan. Like, that seems cool.
Yeah, it is really weird. But then some of them were like, oh, now that you mention it. And, which makes it almost worse. Like they didn't even think it through.
Maybe because yeah. it's just honestly so normalized.
Yeah, nah, it is.
Just so normalized.
Look, Wendy Chan's got a whole chapter about this.
I mean, who's got beef with Scarge?
A lot of people have beef with Scarge.
Communities, yeah.
Is there a lot of stuff about Scarge I don't know? Like
Ghost in the Shell. She played a Japanese character, right? Is it Japanese? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
people didn't like that.
What, you can't play lady. You can't play another race?
But like, she was a robot. She was a robot, and you have to admit she looked like that, the drawing.
But here's the thing. People also get an. I mean, they could have found somebody that also looked like that.
Okay, but it's friggin' Scarge.
I guess it depends. They wanted the celebrity attached. Sometimes you know how movies cast for like anonymous people, like that are like new to the screen. So I think they just wanted some of her A-list status. But
I think the argument is very strong that there are so many different Japanese actors and actresses that could have actually done that role. It just makes no sense if you actually think about it. Like,
yeah, but also I think my other point is like, do you know how mad people get when there's like a black guy cast in all of Star Wars, let alone like a main character? So like, it's just total hypocrisy.
Well, I mean, it's just like, I mean, did you see the news like a few weeks back that like there's like a new Call of Duty and it has like a woman on the cover and people are like, shitting their pants?
People fucking hate it.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, they're like, there were no women in World War II, okay? And then his actual historians were like, not true.
What the fuck? Not That's true so at all. Weird.
That's just not a fact.
They're like, actually, we have factual evidence that is not true.
It's really weird.
But a lot of people are actually mad. They're just like, why are you social justice warriors trying to push these Marxist social values on us?
Yeah.
And it's like, literally, there were women in World War II. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if we're all just kind of like arguing with like 12-year-olds.
I do wonder that.
Like, if we could just peel back like the curtain of the internet and look the other side just straight in the eye, would we be looking at a fleet of children?
Possibly.
I would love to.
Do you think they watched Ender, or do you think they read Ender's Game and they were like, we can be like those trolls, like the other brother and sister, like their entire arc through Ender's Game is like, we're just going to troll the web and become web presidents. And they did.
Yeah. I mean, I love that concept. I love the concept of Ender's Game, but I don't think that most of these people are self-aware that they are controlling the public discourse. Maybe a little bit more now these days, but definitely historically, like, well, I mean, I don't know. Actually, I retract that.
IDK. I don't think they're little kids. I think they're all ages. Nah, I think there's like a lot of people who like just think like on the internet, you know, I'm anonymous. I can say like whatever. It's like a place where like I can be like this is where the dark side comes out because it's not real, you know, it's the digital world. I can be whoever I want to be. Like, you know, like the Westworld sort of attitude, like put on the black hat and now this is the internet me.
But we clearly all over-index on the internet in those sort of like places where people are arguing with each other like on cis white men probably, or just men in general.
Did you guys already talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Not
yet.
No,
we did right when she won.
Okay. No, I don't
remember. Yeah, last time it had just broke.
I think that's what you said. Yeah,
I remember talking about it now. But
we talked about socialism for a sec.
What happens when you get internet broken brain?
Oh, you couldn't connect the narrative?
No, just from looking at too many stories. Just
It's true, yeah. It feels like so long ago, but
was it last week or the week before last?
It was last week.
It was just last week.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, did you know that this day in history was the Battle of Gettysburg ending? On the third day of the Battle of Gettysburg, Confederate General Robert E. Lee's last attempt at breaking the Union line ends in disastrous failure, bringing the most decisive battle of the American Civil War to an end.
Wow.
That's important to reiterate.
You think there's going to be a civil war? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that those, having slipping in some historical facts every now and then doesn't hurt anyone.
It's good.
It's interesting. Also, this is a kind of an unrelated one. Back to the Future was released in theaters.
1981.
Wow.
Wait, that was 1985, but it features the 1981 DeLorean, which is like the classic.
Wow. That was a dot connect. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
I was a fan of that DeLorean.
Okay.
The movie came out in 85, but it was featuring the car, which was in 81, which is the classic DeLorean.
What? I don't even understand what the news is on that.
That happened today in history. The movie was released.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wait.
The first Purge review. Here's hopefully the last Purge movie, but don't count on it.
So I didn't see any Purge movies.
I saw part one.
The first one. That's number four, you guys, on today. It has 200,000 searches.
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't know people were this into the Purge.
Wow.
Definitely not.
I think there are some people that are like, that's actually what I was going to, it's connected to what I was going to ask. Like can connect to the Civil War. Everybody who I talked to, like, I'd ask this one question when I was doing combing the streets for a little bit. I was asking the question about like utopias and what do you think it's going to take for like the United States to get to a place where like they think it can be good, like in the way that they think, like, I would tell them to like imagine their utopia, you know, and then like what all has to happen and what has to happen between now and then. And almost everybody was like something catastrophic, like a war or something. Like things need to get really bad before they get good. Do you think this fucking like purge idea is like everybody, it's like they say every civilization feels like they're in the apocalypse, but
I feel like if there's, I've been thinking, as soon as I saw The Purge, the first one, I was like, that is totally possible. Like, that could actually happen, like, very, pretty easily. And that might be the catastrophic event.
I don't think so.
Could be.
I don't think people really want that.
It's maybe one of the most terrifying thoughts, where your neighbors will turn on you and steal your stuff and shoot you in your bed.
It'd be very interesting to see, like, how many people are... Like, if you were able to pull a representative sample of the U.S., like, what proportion of people are, like, mature enough to understand that, like, solving things with catastrophic violence is, like, not actually a thing that they want?
I actually think that not a lot, considering the popularity of violence in culture in general.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, like, I want something, but other people are telling me no. And they're like, okay, well, one way I could do that is, like, spend my life, like, strategizing and politicking to get there, or
people don't like diplomacy.
I could scratatata, and it'd feel good.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some really, I don't know, but there's
this a depressing book called, SEO show.
Yeah, there's this book that I'm actually reading right now that's called The Art of Cruelty that has a lot to do with this.
Oh, where, really?
Yeah, it's really it's a really interesting, like, I'll be brief, but it's really, really interesting because it talks about cruelty, like ideology and like philosophically, just like through history, what that has looked like. And so they also talk about it like in the context of art and like different artists like Francis Bacon or whatever, that was really like attuned to this idea of like cruelty in his paintings. So just like gross stuff. And then how that looked like in politics and like different leaders or whatever, that basically were on the side of scorched earth, and that's how they like led, even as like a diplomat that was like controlling a bunch of people, like cruelty took lead over diplomacy. And so like I feel like that's just some people's like just compass.
Bummer,
especially
man.
Yeah,
I'm interested in this book because I don't think it's possible to get a representative sample that answers that question, but I do think that this look back through the history of art is a very good way of sort of introspecting.
Yeah, and also, like, when I was reading, there's, like, many artists that they reference. The book is very referential, and from the artist's perspective, like, I kind of get it. Like, I totally start to, like, be like, yeah, scorch it. Like, it's kind of like, it's you kind of have to have that. you know, it's kind of like they made it seem like you could rationalize that.
Wait. So you're saying you want a civil war right now?
I'm not saying that I want that at all. Because I'm the kind of person that is like, yeah, diplomacy no longer.
But you're saying that the story of art is one that says that we only resolve problems and move forward in a big way through violence and like.
They were just talking about it. They were through art. They talk about it a lot more like psychologically, and like to get through pain sometimes, like you. Like, or just like an emotion, sometimes you have to kind of like go into a dark place, which is the extension of cruelty. I think they kind of like formalized it that way through a bunch of different perspectives. And so, like, you know, that's the internal path. And so the extension of that is like the external path, which is obviously violence. And so, like, it's not that it's good, but it's kind of like, instinctive.
Well, I think that, like, also, like, it's difficult for people to, it's just difficult in general to change gigantic systems. And so I think people fantasize about building something from scratch because they can, you know, connect from A to B to C.
It's really hard to, like, change and mutate, like, a big system.
If you're like, I want to, like, not have private prisons be a huge situation in the U.S., like, diplomatically that's very complicated and might take you like 30 years of political work to do, but you're like,
wouldn't
it be so fun if we could just be like anarchists?
And so like people also want to see change within their lifetime, so of course like efficiency. But I also think that obviously like a lot of these like thoughts were like from the past, and I think it's probably much different now. Like the like diplomacy could actually be more efficient with the use of technology now, you know, like just with the fact that it's just you don't have to send a pigeon to get your message across into the other side of the world, you know.
You
like,
just mean, I mean, I guess what are you saying, because basically all it is just like a lot of communication,
yeah, and like education around communicating with people and like interpersonal skills and like, you know, the faculties of like diplomacy are just like obviously because we understand people a little bit more because we've been on Earth longer. So like, and we've developed these tools for it. Maybe it's easier to have diplomacy. And obviously that's why I guess society isn't as violent in general as it used to be. So there's hope there.
Well, people find out is the thing, you know what I mean? Like you can't, it would be difficult to do a pretty significant, like look at Syrian guy. He did chemical weapons on his people and everyone. Oh, yeah. We definitely saw you do that for sure. Like we for sure saw that.
Yeah.
People didn't like it very much. I don't think people like Bashar al-Assad very much.
No one likes it. Yeah.
Wait, what does that have to do with communication?
Well, the communication is the fact that everyone saw and knew about it like within the week that it happens. Like, 700 years ago, people in North America would literally never know that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess anyway. that's the power of the net.
Power of the web, guys.
And we are surfing.
Did you see?
Here's actually one short anecdote that I will like piggyback off of what you said. Is with the maybe we talked about it a little bit last time, but like. Somebody was saying that with the immigrants, like just like the border stuff that's been happening, like wasn't there like a bunch of video that recently came out like 2 weeks ago or whatever?
It was audio and then it was video.
Yeah. So somebody had actually, it was like Douglas Rushkoff on his podcast, Team Human, that mentioned he thought that Trump actually did it as like a campaign to have photographs of immigrants in like these kind of caged places in order to embed in the minds of people that they are different, less than, whatever, which is the same sort of campaign that we use like in throughout history, like many, many times. And whether it was like the Chinese concentration camps or like Jewish stuff or like, all that stuff has kind of worked that way psychologically in the past. And what he was saying is like,
because of information technology and the fact that this was video content versus like still images, the sound of children crying had like an adverse effect on like the public discourse. And so like it became like way more personal and way more visceral. And so like that was why we had such a crazy backlash, where in the past, you know, maybe people would have been more complacent.
I think you did say that. I
told you about it. I don't think that we talked about it on the show, but
So you're saying
the power of the video and the audio is what is
yeah.
the difference here. And I agree. I think if it was just a headline on a newspaper, people would be like, no,
detached.
They're illegal. They're illegal, yes. So they need to leave. But now you're like, but did you know that they're in cages and have been separated and that they are crying?
And like legit, like look at this baby.
Yeah.
You know, like I always think of like the image of that naked little girl in Vietnam crying like with like fire behind her, like that was a scandalous image, but it was still an image and it did break the discourse at a certain point. But like imagine if that would have been like video and that would have been like released, like
if that would have been video, people would be fucking shitting their pants right now.
Yeah It's gross. So maybe. Anyway, less depressing. A
let's end on a positive note.
Good luck.
Let me see here.
Spin the wheel.
I had one.
You have a positive thing?
Yeah. It was one of these things that I had pulled up. I got like 50 tabs open right now.
Oh, yeah. This is actually not sad. This is actually, all right. This is actually
a sad one.
Guys. We're not gonna be positive.
Today, Jeffrey the giraffe.
This is a couple days ago.
A couple days ago, Jeffrey the giraffe took his final, took his suitcase, and he's leaving Toys R Us indefinitely.
Yeah,
wow.
Because Toys R Us is totally closed down. And a little message that he left: I guess everyone has grown up. There's no more Toys R Us kids.
Did he tweet that?
That's what they put on the outside of a store, and there's a picture of it with
that's
him just
definitely not Toys standing, R Us official, but
standing in like a little safari shirt, and like he's going on like vacation, but indefinitely. He's basically retiring.
That's Florida, really crazy.
Going to live in Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
Wow.
He honestly looks pretty excited, so I don't really feel bad for him.
I'm happy for him.
Instead of employing people in a nice Toys R Us, that people can work in Amazon warehouses now. At least we got that.
No, yeah.
He should have told me.
Jeffrey is going to work at an Amazon warehouse. He's like,
you gotta be real about that.
I need to Photoshop that immediately. That's
definitely a good shop.
Just like collecting dildos as fast as he can.
Yeah. No, he looks like he's tired of dealing with kids. Like he's ready to move on.
He was like one of our last like not totally terrible mascots.
That's true. Yeah, he's
so that's like a little bit
he's done with kids. He wants to piss in jugs.
He's grown up.
On air conditioned Amazon warehouse.
I just don't know how, like, I guess, I don't know. It was nice to go to the store and actually see the toys, you know?
It was such a good atmosphere. I am upset.
Are toy stores over then? Or it's just like you go to Target and, like,
online stores.
I mean, if you go to Target, though, and stuff, there's some pretty big toy sections.
I feel like the toys suck at, like, places like that, though. I feel like the good shit's online, like, unfortunately.
I think they probably need to, like, start. They're just late to the game of, like, experiential, like,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. They just don't know.
They just went to complain later.
Like, they didn't change anything about it. Like, at least GameStop has been trying so hard to stay alive. They're like, we sell used iPad. We'll sell anything. We'll sell anything.
Yeah. It's like, we'll sell your old car.
Yeah.
You can actually bring back your old Xbox 20 months later. It's totally fine. I feel like they have policies like that too.
I think they do. Yeah. They pretty much let you do whatever.
It's like the public library.
It's like, we'll do your taxes here. We have an optometrist.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I actually saw something recently where they were talking about how should we as brands get back into mascots versus logos? Because like the return that you get on like a mascot is way higher than the return you get on a logo, because it's like a logo that comes alive. Listen, it was like an
furry, I like a mascot now.
Furry.
So I think what's that?
So furry culture is just too strong for that now. You just can't.
What are you talking about?
Maybe that would make its resurgence happen.
That's fine. I think you lean into the furry thing.
Yeah.
But definitely. So wait, are you basically telling me
that's what they did for Zootopia? Didn't you see those news stories about how they paid a bunch of?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
They like contacted like furry blogs and message boards and stuff, right?
Yeah.
To like do like
the marketing. Yeah.
I mean,
and marketing.
That's just smart. I honestly, I heard that. I was like, why not? Of course.
Yeah,
I love that.
They would like to know that this is going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we're cool. Let's hang out. You guys have money. You guys buy things like movie tickets, right? They're like, yeah, well, you better.
Oh yeah. So what I was saying, we need a mascot then? Is what you're saying?
We probably need a mascot, definitely.
What animal or like object? Like, okay, what is our
listening to this? Please design a fursona for us for this show.
Yeah.
Fursona. Yeah. Think so of it has like... to be an animal. I love that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a crab. Yeah. Can I like suggest a few? Maybe like I'd like a soft shell crab. I would like maybe like a starfish. Awesome. And then I would like an orca. And maybe.
These are all sea animals.
These are all sea animals, but I was going to throw in a non-sea animal. Maybe
maybe
like
an owl.
Maybe an owl. But I definitely want the horseshoe crab.
How about like a spider, like representing the web?
What?
Ooh, I like that. Or maybe a silkworm.
Ew. Those are good. Ew.
Any, you know, any artists out there, if you want to draw us fan arts personas, please do that.
I think, if you can think of a better animal that will be like, I don't really understand, I don't know what animal would represent like search engines or like, you know, popularity.
Maybe like, I don't know. Do you think like an ant or something?
Huh?
An ant?
Oh, since it's like swarms of people, like data. Yeah. Like large populations. That's true. We could maybe have some like cute ants. What if it's like you know, like what's those blue guys? Smurfs. You know how Smurfs have their own style? Like you know a Smurf when you see one, but you could see a new Smurf and be like, that's a Smurf. Maybe they have ants that are just like a particular style.
Remember the California Raisins and how they're like quad? Yeah. I would like that. I would like
that
a squad
strong.
Of mascots.
That was strong Randy right there.
Yeah.
Culture we can tap into with the California races, but you never know.
Do you think they should make a comeback for SEO show?
That'd be sick. California Craisins.
It's Craisins now, guys.
I love that.
Well, guys, did any of you guys get a feast your eyes on that strawberry moon last
Maybe
week?
Maybe it'll be an avocado.
I've never. No.
That would make me so gross.
You didn't see the strawberry moon?
I did not see the strawberry moon.
Well, geez, it was a beautiful one. I'm just looking at a couple of pictures here if you guys want to check those out.
Oh, wow.
Time.com has a really great depiction. There will be more moons to come. So,
God, I hope so.
Don't count on it.
God, I hope so.
All right, should we end the show?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Evan. Thanks, Tree. Thanks, Zach.
Signing off.
If it sounded like Zach and I had good chemistry today, we've been in the same room. So I don't know. Just let us know if that felt like we had like a particular energy that wasn't
like,
there.
Oh, I felt like something was off. Yeah, it was.
It was good.
I liked that. Yeah, it was an interesting twist.
Okay. Oh shit, what? I was trying to play our theme song and
what was that?
Oh, we got like a million tabs open.
We have a lot of tabs open. There's like five things playing. Here, wait, this is actually the theme.
Oh. Hold on, hold on. Give me a second here.
Hold on. We're gonna get the song pulled up here for you guys. Thanks for listening. Give us a rating in the Apple Tree. And rock on.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.